You make a plan and try to get God to bless it. When all the time find out what His plan is, it's already blessed.
How do you go from having a thought to walking out God's plan for your life? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches what you should consider so you'll have your thoughts, words, and faith line up with the right plan for your life.
Go over here to the book of Ephesians. You've been rich all this time and didn't know it. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Remember now, Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow with it." The Apostle Paul said, "You need to abound in this grace also, that though he was rich, he became poor." He took the curse of poverty so that you through his poverty might be rich. Rich in God. Ephesians 1, are you there? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you. To who? The faithful. Grace be to you. And peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus the Anointed One. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. He has blessed you beyond your wildest imagination. It has not entered into the mind or the heart of man what God has in store for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. He blessed you so far out beyond anything you ever thought. He is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all you ask or think. And here you live blessed beyond measure and can't pay your house note. My Lord. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Oh, God, before the foundation of the world, blessed. He blessed every human being ever to be born of a woman in this earth beyond their wildest imagination. All blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. We were in Him before the foundation of the world. He was slain before the foundation of the world. God had this all worked out before there ever was a devil. Amen. Can you see it? I mean, man, this has been ours all the time. What's been wrong? Our way of thinking. We weren't thinking like that. You have to change your way of thinking. Amen. Now, let's go back over there to the 12th chapter of Luke. And we begin to wind this down. Verse 21, "So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. There is the verse we're looking for. He talked about this certain rich man, and he said, so is he. So he's talking about covetousness. Thinking like this guy, talking like this guy. I don't care whether you got anything or not. If this is the way you think and talk, this is the way you're going to wind up. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself. He wasn't interested in anybody else. That's covetousness that will lead you to eventually covet, which will lead you into all evil. It'll lead you into theft, and it'll look like the thing to do. It'll lead you into stealing from the government. It'll lead you to never tithe. It will lead you to never give offerings. It will lead you to steal. It will lead you eventually to kill and make it look like a good decision. Can you see it? That's covetousness. This is a whole concept. Now, Jesus said, anybody that is only attempting to lay up treasure for themselves, if all you're thinking about is your retirement, the only reason you care anything about the stock market is because that's the only way you got to retire and quitting early and have money enough to live out the rest of your life on. That's a covetous way of thinking.
Well, Brother Copeland, I didn't think there's anything wrong with that. I know it. You covetous thing, you didn't know you were doing that.
But aren't you glad you're finding out? Because we're going to find out how to change this thing and get out of that way of thinking. And get over into the way of thinking that God has designed and live in the blessing. Now, why is it covetous to think that way? Because you're trying to provide for your own future. That's what that man was doing. It's not your job to know the future, provide for the future. God already took care of it.
That's right.
Now, he'll lead and guide you. He may lead you to invest in this. He may lead you into invest in that. But he's going to lead you most of all investing into the gospel.
That's right.
Because that's the only sure thing you got.
That's right.
Amen. Don't you remember Jesus doing that? He said, boys, let's go fishing. They said, oh, no. We toiled. Now, these were Jews. They should have known about the blessing of Abraham. They should have known what God had to say about he that builds the house without God builds it in vain. All that work for nothing.
Amen.
But they weren't being taught the blessing of Abraham. They've been taught religion. He said, Peter said, we have toiled all night and caught nothing.
Jesus wasn't interested in toiling. He wasn't going out there to work. He's going out there and catch fish.
Amen. Here's a man's worked all night. He's tired and he don't want to go out there. But Rabbi, that don't know nothing about fishing. No, but he knows about the blessing.
Amen.
We toiled all night and caught nothing. Toiling drove the fish away. The blessing drew every fish in the Galilee up around those boats. They come a running to the blessing of the Lord and change the fish market for who knows how long in that neighborhood. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. More than once. And they finally realized when the man says, throw your net over here, that's what you need to do. They were beginning to learn how to walk in the blessing of their inheritance, the seed of Abraham. And that's who you are. If you be in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Well, hey, if the blessing of Abraham is on you, looks like you would just automatically have sense enough to study what the blessing of Abraham is since it belongs to you. Instead of studying all that other mess, and then talk about the blessing every once in a while. Yes, amen, hallelujah. Oh, 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 zamba, zamba, zamba. Aren't we blessed, aren't we blessed, aren't we blessed? Not much. I found out that the blessing of Abraham belonged, glory to me. And I found the scriptures said, and God made Abraham very rich in silver and gold and cattle. Oh, my Lord, the blessing of Abraham is mine. Look what God did there. I got into a study about what God did for Abraham, and it belonged to me, and I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I hollered at glory one afternoon. Our whole house, I tell you, our yard and all wasn't big as that platform. If they'd put the house in the middle of it there. I said, Gloria, we're rich now. This thing ain't nothing but a matter of time and faith. Woo, glory to God. Didn't have money enough to get out of sight. But the concept got in me and I saw it. I began to see myself and I changed my way of thinking from a failure and just dumb something going somewhere to fail all the time. Into I'm the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now look here. He said unto his disciples, therefore. Oh, now wait a minute. What's that therefore? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself. He's into covetousness and is not rich toward God. And he said to his disciples, therefore, now I say to you, take no thought for your life. Now, what does that mean? Quit trying to plan this thing yourself. For your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. Quit trying to plan your own future. Find out what your future plans are, and they're blessed. That's a totally different thing. You make a plan and try to get God to bless it. When all the time find out what his plan is, it's already blessed. Then you just get in it and walk it out. Amen. But this whole idea of not ever thinking about anybody but yourself is covetousness. And it will darken your thinking to where you will begin to make decisions that seem absolutely the thing to do, and it'll destroy everything you touch. And it'll get worse and worse and worse and worse until your soul is required of you instead of getting any better. Amen. The whole idea is trusting in riches to establish your life and future. Laying up treasure for yourself. That whole idea and the motive behind it. It's just not much of a motive in life to get an RV and drive around. Or get some great big house and then die. It just doesn't make a whole lot of, it's much just not smart decision. But it seemed right. But the end thereof were the ways death. So now, how did he say get out of this? Your life is more than meat or what you eat. The body is more than raiment. If Jesus was standing here tonight, he would say, your life is a whole lot more than what you eat, and your body is worth a whole lot more than something just to hang clothes on every day. And if that's where all you're thinking is, my goodness. You wind up making decisions that seem right, but it's going to take you in the wrong place. Put you in the wrong spot at the wrong time. Instead of being at the right spot at the right time, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I just don't understand how come everything happens to me.
I do. What's that? What's that old song back there, Jesse Long? Oh, this back even before your time, my man. Why's everybody always a picking on me? Cause you there to pick on. That's why you in the wrong place at the wrong time, and your mama saying, "Get a job." Any job. No, man, I don't want any job. I want the job.
Amen.
Because there is a job that God has planned where He needs me, and I'll be working there on assignment. And so it doesn't make any difference what they pay me or whether they pay me. I'm working for my big brother, and he and I are joint heirs in the biggest fortune known in any universe. Whew, you missed a chance to shout right there. Praise God. I'm working there because my big brother needs me there. Amen. I'm not working there for a living. My living's made. I am an heir. Thank you very much. But I had to learn how to think like an heir instead of like an era. Amen. I told you this morning, if you don't just scream and holler and carry on about, oh my goodness, somebody stole all of my stuff, and the stock market's gone, my 401k's gone, there goes my motorhome, there goes my boat, there goes my house, and I've worked all these years. Yeah, you work for nothing, you know why? You weren't laying up treasures for anybody but you.
Come on now.
Amen.
Praise God.
I didn't say you was ugly about it. And you didn't even know what you were doing. But that's the reason Jesus said, take heed. Listen to me now, He said, and beware of covetousness. This way of thinking. And not being rich toward God. Because it'll get you killed.
Hallelujah.
It'll darken your thinking. It'll lead you up and down places you don't need to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm still closing here, all right? He said to His disciples, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than clothes. Now, step number one. Step number one in being aware, taking heed, being cautious to be clean of covetous thinking. Step number one, consider the ravens. He didn't say just think about it. He said, consider them. Study it. Look into it. And here's what you want to see. They neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses or barns, and God feeds them. Now here's what you're to consider. Here's what He's pointing out about the raven. How much more are you better than the fowls or the birds or those ravens? You need to be meditating on that.
Well, I don't know, Brother Copeland. I'm just a little nobody. I'm so unworthy.
Now you've gone to religious thinking. That's worse than the other. It's born out of that other. Begin to do what Jesus said. Meditate, consider, meditate on those birds and that your Heavenly Father feeds them and they don't have to work to get it.
Are you trying to tell me, Brother Copeland, I don't have to work?
No, I didn't say that. I'm telling you, you don't have to work for a living. No, that's not the purpose for our work. Our work is assignment from heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Now, listen to him. Which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And I began to think about that. And it hit me, whoa, thoughts cannot change anything. It's what you do with that thought. It's when it becomes faith. It takes faith to change things. Words, not thoughts.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Westin Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savell, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Light changes everything. It swallows darkness, forcing inevitable and complete retreat. And just as electricity washes darkness from a room, the source of all light has paid the price to defeat darkness in every form and in every corner of the believer's life. Paid in Full, a CD series from Kenneth Copeland, reveals everything you need in order to realize all of the power in this light in your own life. No matter the challenge, relationships, health, or finances, each exists in the realm of darkness. But the light that brings freedom from it all has already been purchased for you. And when you order Paid in Full, we'll include free of charge the booklet, Mercy, the Divine Rescue of the Human Race by Kenneth Copeland, about the key to receiving all that God has already purchased for you. Don't live in darkness, fear, or lack. Every need you experience has been met by God, and the price was paid in full. Paid in Full, the CD series by Kenneth Copeland, is now available for just $20. For 48-hour processing and a product discount, order your copy online at kcm.org. Remember, you'll receive the free bonus book, Mercy, the Divine Rescue of the Human Race by Kenneth Copeland with your order. To call us toll-free, the number is 800-600-7395. And our address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
Every need, every one of them, of mankind has been met by God. The cross was God's plan to redeem man from Satan's authority. God bought back his man. And when he sent Jesus to this earth, when he died on the cross, and when he rose again, listen to me, you have been delivered, praise God, from the power of darkness. Isn't that good news? And when you purchase this CD series, Paid in Full, what we're going to do is send you the book, Mercy. Few people truly understand what mercy is. They don't understand that it's God's key to receiving His best in our life. When you know that it's not based on what you do and don't deserve, it's based on what Jesus did for you, and you understand it's His mercy that endures forever. And this book is going to take you on a journey. It's mercy that saved man from destruction, and you need to get a hold of this. Together, this is going to make a great study tool, so order yours today. Now, in this message today, Brother Copeland talked about how laying up treasure for yourself, that seems right. It seems like if I'm going to have anything in this life, I'm going to have to store it all up. But there's a way that seems right, but the end is death. And it's not thoughts that change anything, all right? Thoughts are intended to become words. And when the Word of God is what you think and it becomes the words that you speak, then it changes the world around you. And if you've been thinking covetous thoughts, change that. Think, I'm a giver according to the Word of God, and let that come out of your mouth. Those are words of faith. And it's words of faith that line up with the Word of God that puts you on the right path for your life. This is good stuff. You need to get a hold of these things. Father, I thank You for the good plan that You have for everybody watching and listening to this broadcast today. I believe, Lord, that You have created them to be the head and not the tail. In Jesus' name, amen. Mark your calendars, August 2nd through the 7th. It's Homecoming 2010, the Southwest Believers Convention right here in Fort Worth, Texas. This is our big hometown meeting. Man, if you've ever been to a Southwest Believers Convention before, you need to be in this one because this is going to be huge. We have got, this is going to be an outstanding event, a life-changing event. We've got everybody from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar. There's meetings for your young people, your teenagers and children. This is going to be an outstanding time. This is a team that God has put together. I'm going to tell you something. We are expecting good things from this week together in the Word of God. You're going to be blessed by experiencing this week live. So get there and be there in person. For more information, you can go to kcm.org. We'll have all the information on this meeting and others that you need right there for you. Now, next week is Healing School on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. So join Gloria Copeland and get ready to receive the healing power of God that's already been bought and paid in full. Amen. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
God knows you have need of healing, and He plans on you living 120 years. Even if He comes tomorrow, live like you're going to be here 120 years.